Hello, my name is Josh, and today on our daily podcast show, we will be talking about one major earthquake. The Valdivia earthquake was one of the biggest ones, with a magnitude of 9.4. That is just unreal. And the earthquake that big could cause a lot of damage, and also could be deadly, which it very much will was. It occurred in the afternoon and lasted apparently 10 minutes. The resulting tsunami affected South Chile, Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, Eastern New Zealand, Southeast Australia, and that's it. There was also waves as high as 10.7 meters, about 35 feet. It's just pretty big for a wave. We're recorded about 200 miles from the shore, so it was pretty close to Japan and the Philippines. Today we will hear from a couple guest speakers, so stay tuned. Hello and welcome to our show, Jaboris. We are glad to have you on the show today. I have a couple questions for you. One of them would be, what is the definition of an earthquake in general?
Well, I'm glad to be on the show. To answer your question, the definition of an earthquake is a sudden and violent shaking of the ground, sometimes causing great destruction as a result of movements within the Earth's crust and or volcanic action.
Thank you. Another question I have for you is, what was the fault that was involved in this earthquake?
Okay, another great question. It was a 9.5 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Chile. The Nazca Plate, an oceanic plate, is subducting beneath the North American Plate, a continental plate. A megathrust earthquake was caused in the subduction zone by the movement of the plates.
Okay, thank you very much. I have one last question, and that one would be, was there any foreshock or main shock or any aftershock that occurred during this time period of this earthquake?
Yes, indeed, there were some aftershocks once the earthquake was done. They didn't record how long they happened or when they happened.
Okay, thank you very much, Jaboris. And we thank you for having taken this time to be on our show. Now we are going to go to break here quick, and we will be right back. Okay, so the San Andreas Fault is a transform fault that extends roughly about 750 miles through California. It forms the tectonic boundary between the Pacific Plate and the North American Plate, and its motion is right lateral strike, or horizontal. The fault divides into three segments. Each will differ. Different characteristics and different degree of earthquake, depending on what fault or how close someone is to the fault. The slip rate along the fault ranges from 20 to 35 meters, so about 0.79 inches to 1 inch a year. The fault was identified in 1895 by Professor Andrew Lawson of UC Berkeley, who described the northern zone. It is often described as having been named after San Andreas Lake, a small body of water that was formed in a valley between the two plates. However, according to some of his reports from 1895 between the two plates in 1908, Lawson actually named it after surrounding San Andreas Valley. Following the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, Lawson concluded that the fault extended all the way to Southern California. Welcome back to the show. For our next guest speaker, we have Tom. Okay, Tom, I want to ask you three questions. Do you think you can answer them for me? Okay, the first question would be, could you give us a brief summary on the theory of the plate tectonics?
Well, of course, bud. Glad to be here. Well, to answer the question, from the deepest ocean trench to the tallest mountain, plate tectonics explains the feature and the movement of Earth's surface in a present and the past. Plate tectonics is a theory that Earth's outer shell is divided into several plates that guides over the mantle, a rocky inner layer above the core. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, thank you very much. That did answer my question very much. The next question would have to be, could you discuss maybe some past history on this earthquake? Like the events in this location? Oh, well, of course I can, Josh. Let me just pull some brief papers up here. Okay, yes, this one was the first big earthquake that was, like, ever recorded. It was, an early one for, this town. They didn't see too many earthquakes, before this big one. There was some smaller, ones that had happened, but nothing even close to this big one in 1966. Well, thank you very much for answering that question for us. Can you discuss, like, any, like, physical damage created by this earthquake? Just maybe a little in-depth on the cost that it took out and how many people it killed and how many houses were destroyed and people that weren't able to, that weren't accounted for or got killed, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe they expand a little more on that. Well, of course, Josh. I, very, very intended on answering this question. So basically, the tsunami that struck the coast of the southern Chile destroyed seaside farms, killing numerous livestock and people. It has been estimated that about 40% of houses in Valladino were destroyed, leaving 20% people homeless, which is very sad to see in my kind of point of view, because we are very lucky here in Wisconsin not to experience earthquakes. So, yeah, to answer your question. Alright, it's time for our first break. Coral bleaching occurs when corals that live inside the tissue. Normally, coral flops live in endosymbiotic relationship with the algae circus for the health of the coral and the reef. The algae provides up to 8% of coral's energy. The longest lasting recorded global bleaching event began in 2014. It continues to affect coral reefs worldwide. Few areas in southern hemisphere escaped bleaching in the recently ended summer. Surveys of the Great Barrier Reef suggests that more than 90% of it has affected by bleaching and heat arrives in the northern hemisphere. Scientists expect to see bleaching in the Caribbean, Atlantic, and Pacific, including Hawaii. Well, welcome back to the show. Hey there, Bob. How's it going today? I have a couple questions to ask you.
Obviously, you were one of the survivors of this earthquake. And first one would be, how did you survive such a thing? Well, that's a great question. To be completely honest with you, I'm not sure how I survived. I was just sitting in my living room when everything started to shake very hard. I just took cover in my hot tub, and within a couple of minutes, everything was over. The whole thing, my house was destroyed. There was not much left to be seen. That's very sad to hear. So my second question would be, did you have any injuries? I actually did not end up having any injuries at all. I was completely fine, didn't even suffer a bruise or a cut. A hot tub really protected me during this earthquake, and highly recommend having a hot tub because it'll work very well in tornadoes too, I think. Okay, time for our final question. Where exactly were you when this earthquake was happening? I'm quite honest, I was just sitting in my living room watching The Price Is Right, having a cold beer on a Friday night. Yeah, and all of a sudden I just started shaking. I just was getting pretty mad because I was just trying to enjoy some Price Is Right and sit back and relax after a hard day at work. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the show today. The Valadon earthquake had a magnitude of about 9.5. Just to recap, that was pretty substantial earthquake. Destroyed a lot of homes and killed quite a bit of people because of the tsunami that the earthquake triggered. We would like to thank all of our guest speakers that helped us and joined us during our podcast here. You're welcome to come back and for our show tomorrow at 8, and just make sure you tune in, and you guys have a great day.